We'll call the Personnel Negotiations Committee to order at 5:15 on Monday, October 23rd. Present are Board Member Chris Hedewell, Board Member Sonny Gracie, and Superintendent Kelly Robinson. All right, number two, approval of the agenda.
I make the motion.
Motion by Chris.
Second.
Seconded by Sonny. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number three, substitute staff compensation.
All right. So there's a couple different areas of subpay that we're kind of looking at. Hold on, maybe one's here. So I know Amy had brought up a few times a while ago about looking at our teacher subpay again. And so I did pull these of ours. So it's comparables there.
I guess I could probably sell them.
Yeah, we know who you are.
So that first column is short term. That's a day-to-day sub. You can see we're in there, third one down. We're at $120 a day. They're kind of, I mean, Shawano's real high. Niagara's at 125. Bowler's at 125. A lot of the others are at 120. I do know that some other districts are bringing it to their board, if not now, soon. I think either staying at 120 is fine. 125 would be put us right in where the others are. So, but that's up to you guys.
What other, there's what,
so one? This one, this is a short-term subpay.
So there's only two others that are at 125.
Correct, right now, right here. This one, and then that one.
And this one, three. Yeah. Out of all, okay, yep. But the 120 is about
right.
Where
it
the
is,
most are.
I do know when I was emailing Jared DeShane, he said that he's going to be bringing that to their board and pretty soon, too.
How do we struggle to get subs?
Yeah, but I don't think it has anything to do with
the pay.
I when later in talking about a
building
sub, I mean, we had 26 out of 35 days this school year with at least one sub or aide not filled. So we're down a person. You know, someone who's got direct contact with students, not custodians, not, you know, an admin or one of those. But I really don't feel like it's
the money.
Money.
Yeah.
You know, we just, it's you know, people, what they want, you know, when they can come, when they want to come. So, I mean.
Subs.
What?
That's why they're subs.
Yeah.
They can come
absolutely.
They
yeah, absolutely.
I hope you heard bump them up a little bit, though.
I don't either.
And long term is interesting because they're kind of all over the place for the long term subs.
But I mean, kind of high.
We are. I mean, there's subs 220, 230 in Shawano, 212, 190, and then there's ones that are 160. I mean, even Pesha goes at 160, O'Connell 160, O'Connell Falls 200. It's just they're kind of all over. There's a lot more consistency in the short term pay than the long term.
If we would go to like 130, what? How bad would that hurt, do you think?
I'd have to look at it, but, I mean, that's $10 a day extra. We have solved a lot.
Yeah, we do.
I don't know that we're ever going to get away from that anymore.
No. I mean, it is what it is. But... that third one over is aid sub pay. Mm-hmm. So our aid sub pay is at $12.81 right now. Again, numbers are all over. I would say they're a little bit more consistency in the 13. You know, we're at $12.81. Gillett's at 12. There are a couple others in the 12 range. Pasha goes at 13. Shawano's 13, 33. Wasaki's 13.16, Wittenberg, Burnham's higher, Gillett's higher, Grand and Buller are all higher. So that's another one is AIDS, and that's one we really struggle with. But again, there's just not a lot out there. The credentials what they need is not a whole lot to be able to be a especially regular ed, special ed. They do need a license, but they really just apply for it.
But the sub makes only $1 less than a starting aid pay.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of crazy.
However, not a lot start at the base aid pay. I mean, the people come in and they want, you know, more than that base.
Got it.
When's the last time we had someone starting at that absolute base? I mean, we get people with, you know, some experience in daycares or other things, and, you know, they're asking for that credit. So that starting aid pay, I don't know. I mean, it
that's hourly?
It's there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who in the hell don't work for that?
Which one are you talking about? The 1383?
Any of them?
Oh, yeah. Well, and that, again, I mean, when we find someone that we want, we'll, you know, we're trying to give them, trying to get them for something that we can both live with, kind of thing. So, again, I can't remember.
And they're not full-time, right?
Most of them are not full-time. Actually, a decent amount are, because we went, because they were split.
Yeah, most of the aides.
Because they split between
CESA
and ours, and then we made them all ours.
You need no experience of McDonald's, and that's 18.
That's true. Absolutely.
The only thing to think about on that, you know, when you start raising your base pays and you got to look at everybody's pay.
Yep.
Yeah, because when you raise the bottom, the ones that are just right above the bottom. And,
yeah.
And
we go through it a lot.
And the short-term sub pay right now at $120 a day, which I know we're looking at that, equates out to $15 an hour. So if you're raising, you know, the aid pay or the aid sub pay, that's something
so
to keep in
mind. So is there something besides pay that would make it more attractive, do you think?
The only thing that I can say, the only feedback that I get on that, besides just straight up pay, and this is something Sarah and I have talked about, is that we have a decent amount of people who worked in the district and retired and come back and sub, and especially in the aid category. And they would appreciate getting paid what they left at. They're only subbing, you know, they're only here sporadically. But going down to the 1281 after they've put in 15 years in the district and they're willing to come back, honestly, on my radar, this is kind of where this stemmed from, was someone asking, saying, you know, now I've been subbing for 8 years and the aid pay really hasn't gone up much.
What do we pay Kay Burnish? She didn't get what
she was the library media specialist,
yep,
retired and came back as an aide.
Yeah,
so now she's an aide
pay, right?
Yep, yeah. Yep, she's an aide. But I'm saying they're ones that they stay in the same category. So they were aides, and they come back and sub as an aide.
But
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's just it's a hard, you know, and that's...
But, we've also had people where they're not considered long-term sub, but they pretty much sub all the time. That have had arguments the past,
yeah,
about their pay is not going up, you know, mm-hmm, everybody else's pay goes up.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could put in something that if they sub a certain number of days in the school year, then they start getting long-term pay, even though they're not in the same position, you know, consistently. But if they're willing to put in a certain number of days in the school year for us, because we have ones that, you know, again, they're here almost every single day because they're willing to pick up those jobs. They're not getting long-term sub pay, but they're willing to do it. You know, you could say there's 175 days, 174 school days. If they put in 70 or more, they start getting long-term sub pay or something. So that,
well, it's successful being a sub, no matter what you're in, even if you're any sports like volleyball, mm-hmm, baseball, dartball, you play more than the people that are supposed to be there every week.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what we do. We have a few that are very, very consistently subbing for us.
I wouldn't be opposed to, like, raising our short term up $5 an hour.
Yeah.
To
but
be
not to
$5 a
top,
day.
Or $5 a day.
Okay.
We're in the top, you know, like,
mm-hmm,
competitive, because mm-hmm, that puts us, you know, besides O'Connell Falls and, you know, in the area, that puts us $5 a day. Now, is somebody going to come here for $5 a day more? It's probably going to depend on what classroom they're going to be in, right? Yeah. I mean, like, I feel like that's probably, yep, one of the things that people say yes or no, depending on who they're subbing
for.
Well,
the only thing I just want to add, that short-term sub pay, that's just teacher subs. You yeah. know, so, and I don't know if maybe making like a long-term sub pay for like your hourly group would maybe help. You know, ones that are here constant, you know, obviously they get a little bit more. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, that's just, it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Because right now, if you're a sub, you're either 1281 or 1076, I think it is, for the food service.
1066 for yeah. food service. Uh-huh.
That's not even gas to come in with.
Correct.
Oh my god.
But food service also, of course, you know,
their overall schedule, pay.
They are the least paid yeah. category, period. And I mean, me personally, just having helped out in the kitchen, I wouldn't do it for $11.66.
That's our starting food service pay is $11.66.
I wouldn't do it.
Our so, sub pay is $10.66. Okay, so do we take this and go backwards? Like, do we put the sub pay on hold and work first on the regular hourly staff compensation first and get those
where
to
we
where
want
we want them and then come back next month and look at the sub pay? But I still think we should do the short-term sub daily to 125.
Okay.
Just because.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if we can pull them from some other school.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd love to pull them from...
Yeah.
I don't know, Chris, what do you think?
At 125 is fine. Well, I know, but I don't want to sound, but.
Some get to choose.
Huh?
I look at it as, I mean, I'm kind of on the fence with
yeah,
that.
That's me.
Because subs. They can pick and choose to be here or not be here. They can say, oh, okay, I can come in for an hour.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, or something. I mean, they have that flexibility versus the ones that we're hiring, we're saying, you're working 4 hours or you're working
yeah.
6 hours.
I mean,
so my personal opinion is you kind of look at your bases for the staff that we're trying to keep here all the time. Not that the subs don't need to be looked at. I think they do.
But it absolutely. Would be okay to move them out a month and look at them next month?
I personally think so. I mean, Kelly's a lot more involved with the
yeah.
sub
yeah.
problems
yeah.
that we have. But, I mean, I've been here, what, almost 6 years? And mm-hmm. we've always had problems with subs.
Yeah.
We always had them before.
We always have. And I don't, yeah. think, I don't think...
As long as we're staying competitive with the comparables...
Exactly. Again, that's the way I feel.
And,
you know.
You know, we have... Some that do, and then, you know.
So can we, so do you guys want to move the substitute staff compensation to next month?
I'm fine with that.
Just table it?
Mm-hmm.
And, but then you're not going to do the 125?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And then, okay, so then.
So in your packet was this support staff, like the hourly salary schedules or pay schedules?
Pack it in them. Envelope.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was quite the week last week. Add this. So you can see those base salaries.
This one, it looks like this. Yeah.
Keep going back. It's.
I mean this one. Right there. Yep. All the mess before we get to the next meeting.
Me too. So you can just see it. I mean, these are the starting areas. Like we said, you know. You look at starting, where they're starting, the ones right above it then, you know, if you bump them up. But this is what we have. So, you know, that kitchen help we mentioned is the lowest at $11.66 per hour starting. Regular ed aides, $13.83. Special ed aides at $14.37. And then that group that has the $2 more, ones that have a lot more of the toileting responsibilities, we have that. Secretary is $14.95. Maintenance, custodian.
Yeah, on there, some of the bases did get periodically updated, like the technology one.
Uh-huh.
That base got updated. So, I mean, some of them, it's kind of been like a pick and choose
mm-hmm.
kind of a thing as to which ones got.
I mean, like even.
But none of them, but really ultimately, none of those bases have changed since 16-17.
Again, though, people come in, with wanting or legitimately having, you know, some credit from previous positions that up it. So we don't have a ton that come in at that base pay, but...
But the thing is if we're going to do the subs, we need to do the bases, because you can't have the subs making more than the base, because...
Yeah, that's
I'll
not
just,
good.
Then I'll just sub and I won't commit.
And then you'll start losing your help also, because they'll be like, well, I'll just go to subbing, because I'll be making more.
And I can pick and choose.
Yep.
So, like, the ones that I see that, like, the kitchen help is, that's really low.
Mm-hmm.
That's really low.
It is.
And I mean, it's part time, but I know, like, Stacy, she's always had trouble trying to find staff. Kind of like Tom, the custodian.
Yep.
He's always had trouble trying to find staff.
So instead of having these be like all over the place, pet maintenance, that would be like
Tim Corbin.
Or actually, just come to school here, try to pick and choose which ones I want to hire, and work by me.
Hey!
Wow.
I mean, if we can do technology at 20, I don't think that there's a reason we can't do a lot of these up to 17, 50. I mean, that's not what QuickTrip's even paying.
Yeah.
No, I'm actually kind of shocked by that number.
Mm-hmm. Panda Express right now is $17 to $21 an hour starting to work at Panda Express.
Yeah.
You know? But here's the thing. It's going to turn around. We just have to make it a number that we can live with
long-term
because we don't want to go backwards.
Right.
Right?
So then you could do a certain amount bump across the board.
It's
you
just
know,
that these are so random.
They are very random.
Why don't we get some consistency across these, please?
And a straight amount instead of like 1166 and 1437. Where does that even come from?
1637,
1383. Well, I suppose years ago they just said, hey, we're just doing a certain percentage. Just sort of
yes.
Yeah.
I suppose.
You know.
Start throwing some numbers, guys.
Well, for sure the kitchen help's got to go up. So, I mean, 15?
Again, that, I mean, like, just thinking about the overall budget piece, because they are only 4-hour employees, I mean, that, it's not going to have a huge, it has an impact on the budget, but it's not going to, you know, it's...
Not nearly as much, because it's
school year.
Yeah.
Yep, it's school year.
Days.
It's 4.
And it's... Like, not, it's just...
You're not even getting gas money out of that unless you're walking to school.
Yeah. Right. So I'm good with that. I'm good
I'd
with
say
15.
15 for the kitchen out. Let's go for round numbers for all of these.
Okay.
You good with that?
Yeah.
So if we go to 15 for that, what about head cook? What do you go...
Say that's got to go to 17 for the head cook.
Okay.
And then let's go down to the nurse assistant. Mm-hmm. How many hours is she here a day?
20. Well, it's a funky schedule, but it's like 28 hours a week, so it's 6 hours,
yeah.
Four days a week, and then...
I thought it was like 5 and then 6 on Friday or something.
So if we go to, let's say, 17.
Okay.
Which one?
Nurse assistant.
So we asked for that to have some type of skill,
like,
you know, some type of...
Like, that's not just somebody coming off the street.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have some... And then the special aides, like, the stuff they do, man, and we get that reimbursed, right? 33%?
Is that the SPED aid?
Yeah.
And the special SPED.
Okay, I was going to say, because the special SPED aid, they get whatever you bump that special aid pay to, from my understanding...
$2
special
more.
One will then automatically be an additional
$2
an hour.
So if you look at the
EEN
general.
That one 15. So we'll make the general one 15, then the other one automatically bumps to 17, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then just regular aides, I would say that should be 15 as well. Let's go to the assistant bookkeeper. Tell me she's not making base right now.
The bookkeeper, because it's actually the bookkeeper, is making 20.
Okay. Which I think is appropriate.
But I know that person also didn't come in at the base.
Right.
Because
if we had to hire somebody right now as a bookkeeper, would we find anybody that would work for $15.11 an hour?
Maybe fresh out of college, but even probably not that. Yeah.
And they would stay here long enough to get experience and get a job.
They would stay probably long enough to get experience and move on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think 17 on that,
or even 20.
20.
I'd say 20 on that.
Okay.
So you're saying that we don't have an assistant bookkeeper?
No, it's okay. Just a bookkeeper.
So cross out assistant bookkeeper and just do.
And we're just talking base. Like for some people who are at base, this will equate to a raise. But for most people, this mm-hmm. isn't going to affect them currently because they're already above
Correct.
Base.
They're already above. But what will happen
is when you do this,
they're going to say, well,
yeah.
I'm only 25 cents more than what you're bringing in somebody starting. So then when you start putting in your raises, they will eventually, somebody newer will eventually get above.
Well, I mean, on a percentage, if they're already 25 cents more, when you do, let's say, 4% like we did this last year, that's higher than what, you know what I mean? They'll grow a little bit more.
That's the way it goes most places.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I do think we'll have.
I'm sure we will.
Enough.
And we can take it on a case by case, right? Like, but if somebody leaves, we need you to be able to replace that position.
Yeah.
And right now?
Yeah, we're struggling.
A custodian. Are they part-time, too?
Yes. They were.
Well, we have two full-time, two part-time.
I was going to say we have two full-time now, but the two part-time, one is working 4 hours and one is working five and a quarter, mm-hmm. I think it is.
Yep.
And then during the summer, they work
28 hours.
They work 29 hours during mm-hmm. the summer.
What if we go to 16 for them? Like, that's a nice round.
Okay.
They also keep in mind they do get
night.
They work night, so they get a night differential. So they get, no matter what it is, they'll get an additional 25 cents.
Okay, well, then 16, 25.
Come.
Then maintenance. I mean, they have to know. It's not like.
They come in skilled, and they're doing quite a bit. So, do we have head maintenance and maintenance? I mean,
because... No, because Lenny and...
Yeah, we have one at each building, so...
So we can get rid of head maintenance? Or we
I would just say maintenance. I don't...
Okay. Keep maintenance or keep head?
I would just do maintenance.
Okay.
Because the head maintenance really is... Huh?
Right.
You know, is whoever the...
He's on contract.
Whoever the building and grounds person will be, that's really the head.
I mean, and I think for the skills that they need to have, if we have to replace Lenny, are we going to replace Lenny for $17 an hour? Probably not.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're jack of all trades, right? They don't...
Pretty much. I mean, you're changing lights, you're changing faucets, unless you get a hold of Dam or somebody, but I mean, for the most
cutting
part,
grass,
it's something.
You're...
Yeah. Right.
Fixing the lawnmower.
I was just fixing stuff. Yeah. But I mean,
there's a lot that they obviously we bring in contractors when it's something very big, but they're the first line there.
I think we have to be at least like 18 for them.
Okay. Good with that.
And then if we go to the secretary, I mean, I'm with Sunny, and I wouldn't do any of these jobs for this pay.
No.
But
it's interesting that, like, I feel like I've seen a lot more coming to this position in the dynamic of the secretaries and how much they have to do and the different data systems that we use and how they have to be very knowledgeable about a lot of things, and if they don't know how much it affects the way we run school. So.
Well, and my question on the secretaries, you have your full-time secretaries, mm-hmm. and then you have your part-time secretaries. You know, and right now, secretaries, they get the same start pay, whether they're full-time or not. I don't know if that would make a difference to anybody. I mean, I know, obviously, the full-time gets the benefits.
Right.
So there's their added benefit, but I don't know.
But,
yeah. Pay-wise, I don't know if somebody working part-time.
You know, if Colleen tells us to take a hike tomorrow, we're not getting another Colleen.
I'd love to be able to clone her.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
100 times over.
I would be coming to you to say,
I mean,
we will pay her whatever she is asking for.
My inclination is 20 for that one, but I don't know. Or 17 or 18.
Yeah. I would go 17, 18, somewhere in there.
How about 17?
Okay, I'm good with that. Okay.
Are you good, Chris?
Fine.
I'm good. Until next year.
All right. Yeah, well, until everybody else finds out and they come back. Can we just do this motion as like, do I have to say what all these are?
We can go, because it's in discussion, so you can we can talk about it during discussion and then just make the motion as proposed earlier. Okay. So this is just the last one. Are you good with that recommendation?
What?
Just for that one. The hourly staff.
We're good with that.
You're good with that? Okay. We're going to table the substitute. So the professional staff contract language, we had talked about upping those if they break, you know, teachers break the contract. So yeah. I got some numbers from other districts, and that's what I put it, you know, right in here. So we had been $500 no matter when it was. And then and you still have the authority to waive it if you choose or, you know, for special circumstances. But so I put in there, again, I matched it to some of the other neighboring districts, kind of put us in the middle there. So $500. Contracts are generally due June 15th. They have to come back. So if they sign their contract, submit it, right? June 16th to June 30th, that would be a $500 that we could find them for a breach of contract. If it's the month of July, $750. August 1st to the August 15th, $1,000. And anytime after August 16th into the school year, obviously, $2,000.
I'm not as concerned with the first two as I am. We've been getting stiffed.
Yeah.
On the last two.
On the last two.
So that's where and currently that, we only have the authority for the $500. Yep. That's what's been in the contract. So I know they're jumped up, that $1,000 and that $2,000, but
you know
I think
what?
That's the effect you guys were
if
going
that
for.
That stops them from the week before school starts.
Yeah.
You know,
I have a problem with it. See what the rest of the board has to say with it. But
yeah,
I think we go with your recommendation.
Okay. Me too.
Okay.
Kelly, did you put anything in there so that if it was someone that we paid?
No, only because I asked others and no one else had that, and even the lawyer was kind of funky on how to word that in the contract. So we have that, and then I feel like we can, if it's someone we paid for, and like then we're gonna hit them with all of it. If it's someone we didn't pay for, you know, we didn't pay anything to get them out of their contract, you know, it's a different situation. You guys can decide if you know, do the full what's in there or change it, or like you have that authority. But as long as we put it in there, you know,
yep.
It gives you that.
I guess it's just the last few years we've had this happen all the time.
Yeah.
And
yeah, but that's in every business.
Well,
yeah.
I know, but you know.
It is. And other districts are seeing very similar
same
things.
Same thing, yep.
So.
Ever right. since Act 10.
Are we good?
Yeah.
Motion to adjourn, please.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. We're adjourned at 5:45.